Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we talk with the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford.
I've been covering the, doing at least several stories a year on drones, UAS, UAVs for about a decade now, obviously increasing over the last, say, 3 or 4 years. And the thing that became pretty apparent to me about 4 years ago was NDSU was heavily involved, just like UND was heavily involved. Now, I started saying that NDSU was the brains and UND was the brawn, you know, because NDSU seemed to put together the analytics and the software, and UND would put together the actual pilots and even the now the manufacturing of it with Northrop Grumman there and General Atomics. So what do you make of that comment, you know? And obviously brains and brawn isn't meant to be disparaging or derogatory one to the other, but more of that, NDSU seems to be putting out the software side of this UAS movement, and UND seems to be doing more of the physical side of it.
Yes, and both schools are on the UAS test site authority as well, and so it's something where we're seeing some specialties develop, you know, within those different college systems, as you mentioned, and both are providing leadership and both are interacting with the private side in putting these applications into a commercial reality. And so I think that's a fair assessment. And it's something where you've got UND's proximity to the test site and to the Air Force base, you know, lends some advantages there, you know. But the Fargo Air Guard and the radar abilities there, you know, might level playing fields, et cetera, as well in this preliminary phase. But there's different, you know, I believe UND and NDSU are utilizing their specialties. NDSU with their ag side, you know, and they are jumping into the ag applications. And UND has the, you know, it's another career opportunity for the pilots coming out of the aerospace school. So and they've got, if they're jumping more into the R&D side of it as well. So it's exciting to see. Exciting to see both universities succeeding in the area.
Where are we at next with the UAS movement here in North Dakota?
Well, it's all what these entrepreneurs, there's a lot of little small startup companies that are trying to operate within the restriction that the beyond visual line of sight restrictions, you know, are put on the industry. And so what I hear is from the end consumers ready to go with that model once you can take the shackles off. And so in the meantime is what can be done, you know, in that more limited space where you can legally fly these, you know, within the airspace. And so it's an intermediate stage, and it's something that's just ready to take off once we can get past that intermediate stage. But this first phase is flying within, I believe it's a 60-mile radius of Grand Forks Air Force Base radar, and so there has to be an interface with the radar from the Air Force Base side, and then the ability for commercial companies to be using that radar to make the FAA comfortable that it's safe for them to be in the airspace, and then they can develop their, you know, the commercially applying their tactics, their flight plans and their, you know, their maneuverability of the machines to the point where, like I say, we don't know when that's going to be, but when that day is where the beyond visual line of sight, you know, that problem is cracked, then you're commercially ready to go. Because, for instance, I hear the pipeline companies saying and the energy companies saying they're ready for just to hook up a drone and go, you know, for across the country along the power lines, or, you know, we've got hundreds of miles of pipe that we want to have flowing, and you don't want to have to be chasing the drone with a helicopter, you know, like you have to now, or with with chase cars. I mean, you want to be able to just fly them like they do in the military, where they're sitting at a, they're sitting at their, at the nerve center where that is, and you're flying these with, you know, basically remote control from a Fargo or Grand Forks area or anywhere, and not having to actually be hooked up where you can see the unit. So it's an intermediate phase until we get beyond that point.
Any final thoughts you might have about UAS, oil, gas, your first, you know, 90 days in office? Just kind of final thoughts from you.
First 90 days in office were dominated by energy, obviously, with the DAPL pipeline, but that's something where I believe the governor really showed people his leadership qualities and exercised a lot of leadership and diplomacy in that situation to work through the what it appears to be, you know, hopefully a peaceful ending to what was happening down there. And the pipeline finalization and completion is expected imminently, and so that'll be a positive thing for the oil industry itself. Jumping into this budget situation, to have to shave 10-20% from a budget this size is a difficult thing to do. And so,
to listen to the full-length interview with Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And here's to not letting this.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that singer-songwriter, Tom Peckskamp.
Here's to not letting this moment pass.
Stuff on the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. 1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood. Voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spiess, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Front porch saying, hot stuff will sell, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Make no money giving your stuff away, why don't you do now?